Recording is on.
All right. We are here in another podcast webinar with David Gomez from Pacific Coast Title Insurance, and he is one of the senior account executives there. So we wanted to welcome you to this webinar. David, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me,
Blanca. Okay, that's great. Well, you know, we have a lot to cover probably, huh? I'm thinking you got a lot of ideas and tips for our viewers and also for our listeners. So I just wanted to recapitulate with the title for today. Our topic will be about whether it's a good idea to put your house in the trust or not that great of an idea, right?
Yeah, that's correct. It's very touchy subject, but it needs to be discussed, yes.
Oh, okay. So then, you know, when people are thinking about buying or refinancing, that's when those kind of questions come into fruition, or is it just anybody who is trying to buy title insurance?
Are you, is the question, let me ask if the question is, about the trust now, or what exactly is the question that you're saying?
Sure. So for the people who are listening, when you talk about putting your house in a trust, does that covers the first home buyers, home sellers, and also anyone who's just looking for title insurance?
Right. So no. Yeah. When we come into place as a title insurance company, it really starts with a purchase or a refinance of a property. So no one could just purchase title insurance just because. So really it's when you purchase a home, we go in and we evaluate the property to make sure there's no liens and judgments, to make sure that everything's clean.
Okay.
If there is anything on there, then what we do is we make sure we report it out so that when the new buyer becomes the owner of the property, the property is free and clear of any liens or judgments from the previous owner. So we make sure we report it out so everybody makes sure that they know it and they clear it before the close of escrow.
Okay, so before we go into deeper with the topic, I want you to, for the people who are listening to our podcast, this is David Gomez, Senior Account Executive from Pacific Coast Title Insurance, and he's joining us today. We'll be discussing about putting your house in a trust. Is that a good idea or a bad idea? And then as just a disclaimer for, you know, educational purposes, is we're putting together these webinars. So if anybody in the audience is trying to do something, you know, dealing with making investments or anything like that, please consult your investors, your advisors, your financial advisors, and also your accountants and anybody that you trust in your team so they can help you do those issues and all those things, right, David?
Yes, correct. So I'm not a trust attorney. I'm not an attorney, you know, giving legal advice of any sort, or tax advice of any sort. So like you said, this is for informational purpose only, just wanting to inform people of what experiences and what past situations we've had so that they can make a more educated decision on what they want to do with their property.
Exactly. So for those that don't know you, you know, maybe this is the first time listening to this podcast or webinar, can you tell us more about Pacific Coast Title and how many years you've been in the business with them?
Yeah, sure. So Pacific Coast Title has been in the business. The company was created back in 2008 when the mortgage meltdown happened. Well, that's when we began and opened up doors. So it was tough, but we got through it, and here we are. So we're competing with some of the bigger companies that are out there now. I personally have been in the business for 25 years, so I've seen a lot of markets up, you know, up and downs in the markets, and a lot of tough times and a lot of great times. So I've seen a lot of transactions go through me. And I have a lot of experience with them. So
yes. Okay, so if somebody wants to contact you, where do they go? They go to your website, or do they call you, or how do they get a hold of you?
Well, the best way to call get a hold of me is to call me. So my phone number is 562, area code 619 562-619-6062. You can also email me at D as in David Gomez, G-O-M-E-Z, at P as in Paul, C as in Charles, T as in Tom, PCT.com.
All right. Well, okay. So now with all, you know, we're not going to let people waiting and wondering about. So now let's start with our topic today. So the first thing is maybe some people are saying, what is a trust? Or, you know, well, what is that, you know, for somebody that does not know?
Well, a trust is basically trust attorneys. There's attorneys out there that create these scriptures, these agreements, I guess you could say, where it basically spells out a person's or person, a couple of persons' wishes as to what their belongings, where their belongings will go in the future after they've passed on. So a trust helps because it helps with property, and this is all in regards to property, right?
Yes,
so
yes.
Trust definitely help in regards to avoiding probate in court once the trustees or the people that are the owners of the trust, once they pass on, then the trust helps in avoiding any type of court proceedings such as probate.
Right, exactly. So that's the importance of having a trust, and we're talking about either whether you have a, you know, living trust or, you know, you have a residential trust, right? So then people, you know, sometimes they get confused because probate is when the person doesn't have a trust, or maybe if they did have a trust, they also didn't get a copy to their loved ones, or they didn't provide a copy, you know, an actual copy. And that's what we real estate agents as also title insurance needs. If, you know, there is somebody that passes, you know, and they have property. So that's one of the documents that we will request. And so that's the importance of this topic, right, David?
Basically, for those of you, I'm sure a lot of people have heard of probate. Probate's basically when an owner of a property passes away, and the property is still under them as an individual and not in a trust, and they're the only person on title of the property. When they pass away, the property will go into trust. Not automatically, but if the heirs want to sell or refinance the house, they won't be able to because it has to go through court.
Okay.
If the property, if the owners get a trust prior to passing away, if they have they create a trust through a trust attorney, what they can do is then, it's called funding the trust. You have to, it's like having a box, right? And the trust is a box.
Right.
You have to put things into the trust in order for the trust to take effect.
Right.
Well, it's called funding the trust. So when you fund the trust, you want to put your property in it.
Right.
So what the attorney will do, they'll create a document that will allow a grant deed, allow it to go from them as an individual to their trust. So when you do that, if the owners of the property, which are now the trustees of the trust, if they pass on, now there's a person they name in the trust called a successor trustee. That person is in charge of putting together everything, the wishes that they spell out in the trust on whether or not to sell the property or what have you. So they're in charge of that, and they can do all the make all the decisions there.
Okay.
So if in the trust they say that you need to sell the property and give it to the beneficiaries, the proceeds, then that's what they have to do. And the successor trustee that's their job to do that.
Okay, so now that's another, you know, question probably people say, when do we do the trust? Before we buy the property or after we buy the property or at any given time?
Well, that's a good question. They can create a trust at any time, right?
Yes.
They talk about having the trust recorded at the county recorder's office. Many people don't do that because it's the trusts bail out a lot of their finances, and it's since you record it at the county, if you record it at the county, it basically allows it to be public information, and
okay.
people don't want that. So what happens is you create a trust. It could be before or after you purchase a property, it doesn't matter. But once you do purchase a property under you as an individual, it's very important that if you want to protect yourself from probate, right, you know, should anything happen to you as the owner, then you would put it into the trust, and that will help avoid any type of
legal procedure. Like going to court and then all your family members fighting as to who is going to get the house, and you know, and it gets expensive.
Yeah, many people think that just by putting the property under joint tenancy, so two people, a husband and wife, put property under joint tenancy, one passes away, the property will automatically go to the other person, right? That's what joint tenancy is.
Right.
So many people feel they can go that route to avoid having to pay the fine, not the fines, but the cost of creating a trust, right? Which could be, you know, anywhere between, let's say, $800 to, say, $2,500, right?
Yes.
So avoid paying that money, or maybe they just don't have those funds. They put the property under joint tenancy to try to avoid the whole probate situation. What happens if they both pass? Well, if they both pass in a sudden death, where they both pass away,
yes,
while the property is going into probate. So the best thing to do always would always be to put it into your trust.
Right. So then what you're saying, if I'm hearing correctly, is it's always a good practice to put it in a trust. When you buy a house or when you refinance a house, put it in a trust so you avoid probate. And by avoiding probate, it means a lot of headache, you know, because probate is not only going to court and spending time in the court, but it's also, you know, dealing with family and, you know, different opinions about what we need to do with the property and, you know, who's going to get the money and so on and so forth. And then it becomes ugly, you know, because then families kind of separate and they fight among each other. And so I think the best idea for any real estate investor or person, or just even a homeowner, is trying to avoid all that struggle, you know, if you can. And if you can save some money and put aside some money to be able to put a trust together, I think that's the best idea. Not only it will save you time, it will save your family time, also it will save them from, you know, arguing from one another. And I mean, it will create so many things, but if you do that, then you avoid all kinds of different situations.
Yeah, that's correct. Now, as far as you mentioned refinancing, now most lenders, if not all lenders, will typically not lend to a trust, right? Because
right.
once you put the trust as the owner of the property, now they're the owner. You as an individual are not the owner. So lenders, banks have to lend money. And most of the time when you refinance, right? So with refinance, the lender, the bank will not lend to a trust. So typically they'll ask that the property be put back into the individual's name. The individual will then qualify for the loan. They would refinance, close the transaction, and after you close the transaction, put it back into the trust. Now, you really have to remember to put it back into the trust, because many people don't, and what happens, they procrastinate, and, you know, something happens, they pass away, and then everybody's scrambling and thinking that it was under the trust, but in fact, it wasn't. So that's when you know, have problems afterwards. So it's very important that once you refinance, to put the property back into the trust.
Right. So that's another thing, you know, when we do this educational videos or podcasts, we bring all this information, as you said, for people's knowledge and to be able to be more equipped, you know, as to what they can do, they cannot do. But as always, we always tell them, you know, we're not attorneys, we're not, you know, legal advisors or any person that holds those kind of licenses. So the best thing that we can recommend for anybody who's listening is if you need to contact a probate attorney or a trust attorney, that you do your homework and you go out there, ask for referrals, you know, ask for people, you know, and if you already have one, then just let them know what you're trying to do so they can help you. So that's the importance of this conversation. So now, what else do we need to know about putting our house into a trust, David?
Well, it's always smart to reach out to a trust attorney that this is what they specialize in, because they know all the different angles in order to cover you and protect you with the right trust. So, you know, look and talk to different attorneys possibly and just interview them or you know, if they come highly recommended, then I would suggest going with them. Because trust attorneys really do know what they're doing. So don't try to do it yourself through these companies, you know, just like you can a will. You know, get someone that is really knowledgeable in trust that creates it for you so that you can, you know, be well protected.
Right. So then now what is the process once, let's say if I already bought my house and I do happen to have a trust, what will be the process that I'll say, you know, I'm going into escrow and now you guys, title insurer comes in. So what will title insurance ask me to provide you guys?
So you've already purchased a property.
Oh, and in the middle of purchasing the property, yes.
Okay, so if you're in the process of purchasing a property and you purchased, you qualified under you as an individual, right?
Yes.
You let escrow know that you'll be putting into a trust at the close of escrow. So what happens is you escrow then creates two different documents, one going from the seller to you as the buyer, and then another one from you, the new buyer, to your trust. So that one gets recorded after the fact.
Oh.
So that'll put it into your trust. Now, if you forget to do that, you can always create a grant deed later on, or actually the attorney that draws up the trust for you will create that document for you. And most of the time, I would say 95% of the time, they'll record the document for you at the county recorder's office so you don't have to. So then that will put it from you as an individual to your trust that you've just created.
Okay. So, yeah, so it's, you know, it's kind of easy and at the same time for some people could be a little difficult, right? Because there are many different steps that you have to do. But, you know, if, like we're saying here, Pacific Coast Title Insurance, if you have questions about title insurance and, you know, how to deal with putting your property into a trust, then contact David, because David is very knowledgeable and he knows, you know, what you need and what documents he will need if you are in escrow. You know, he can answer all those questions for you and then, right? So how can they call you, David?
Yeah, once again, my phone number is 562-619-6062, and my email address is dgomez, G-O-M-E-Z, at pct.com.
Okay, that's awesome. So what do you usually see from home buyers? Do you usually see a lot of people using trusts to put their properties into, or it's not very used, you know, or... What do you see?
Well, honestly, I think there's a misconception that everybody feels that you have to be older in order to put your property into a trust. I think a lot of people just procrastinate or they just don't want to pay that money to create the trust or don't have it. So that's why I mentioned earlier that a lot of people put their properties under joint tenancy, because that still protects them in one person were to pass away, the other person is still living and takes over the property. But that can only take you so far, right? So what if the second person passes as well? It'll go to probate. So, I do see a lot of people put their properties into trust. Unfortunately, it's a lot of older people that I don't want to say older. I would say 60s and above that are...
more of us, the senior community, because they had more knowledge and they probably have more resources too, in the sense that they have, you know, lived longer than many of us, the younger generation, you know, and they know more about how to do this things.
Right, they've thought about it already, and they think, you know, okay, they're starting to get a little older, and they're like, oh, shoot, so I should put this property into a trust should anything happen to me. Or they're becoming, you know, more ill and having more ailments, you know, as they get older.
Yes.
So I think that kind of triggers a lot of things in people's minds that say, I really got to take care of everything before I pass. And so, you know, we never know when we're going to go, but it's always good to have a trust ready just in case. So,
right.
Yeah. More in the older folks than I do the younger, only because, you know, like you said, experience, they're older, and they tend to think about this a little bit further into it than younger people do.
Right, and that also is because of the culture, you know, it's like younger generations are more prone to, like, not think about those issues about, you know, passing away or anything, because, like, when you're young, you think you're going to be here in this world forever, you know.
Also, depending on, you know, like you said, the culture, yeah, a lot of the first generations, you know, they're or older generations, some have this thing about death that just they don't want to talk about it, so they don't put it in a trust. So then the younger middle-aged generation is now talking to them and saying, hey, mom and dad, I think it's time that you think about this and put it in a trust. So they're the ones that are kind of pushing the older generation to actually put their properties into trust, to take care of it, so that there's no, like you said earlier, no fighting, no issues or anything, no court proceedings or nothing of that sort later on once they do pass. So it makes it a lot easier.
Right. So what I, you know, I learned from a trust attorney that deals with probate homes, he mentioned in one of his webinars, he said, make sure you always keep a copy of the trust always available. Because, you know, he was joking, kind of, but not really. Because he said, you know, what about, you have to think that we're all humans and we are all going to die someday. So even your trust attorney or even your probate attorney or even anybody, your advisor, your financial advisor, we're all humans, so we don't know when we're going to go. So we recommend that people, you know, the public, the homeowner or the families, you know, the grandkids, or, you know, have a copy of the important documents at home, right?
Yes, exactly. And, you know, stored away in somewhere safe. Many of the times as a title company, we see a lot of times where the property's in a trust and the trustee, the owner of the property, the trustee passes away. Well, you know, maybe their wife or their husband passed away before them, and now it's their children or their grandchildren or somebody else's that has been taking care of them is now wanting to sell or refinance the property or do something with the property. Well, they can't unless they find a copy of that trust. The title company is going to ask for it, so it's a good idea to have a copy of it, know where it's at, and also if you don't know where it's at, try to find out where or which attorney created it for them, because attorneys that create the trust will have copies of it. They might charge you a little bit to give you a copy of it, but they should have a copy of it.
Right, so. Right. But then also to be prepared, because what about if your attorney passed away too, and then who's going to have a copy, you know?
Right.
So.
Right.
So that's another way. You can probably scan it. If that, I mean, I'm just throwing an idea out there, you know, for the listeners. You can scan the document and just save it in, you know, in an encrypted file or something. So
yeah.
Nobody can copy it later or something, you know?
Right.
But now, you know, I think many of our viewers and also our listeners are learning a lot of important things in this presentation. Because, you know, one of the things that always make us hesitant, I guess, is when we don't know something, we kind of postpone things, you know, and we're afraid of asking also, because sometimes we think that our questions might be silly, you know, or something. But, you know, I always remember one of my professors from a school. He said, "Never, never, you know, doubt yourself. Ask your question, even if it seems silly to you. It is important, you know."
Well, I mean, if you don't ask, you never know.
That's right.
How silly or not silly the question is, if you're in doubt, ask. I mean, if it is silly, at least, you know, it might be silly to you, but it's an actual legit question. So, yeah, no, I suggest, you know, I encourage any questions, obviously.
Right, so... That's right. So again, we're speaking with David Gomez, Senior Account Executive from Pacific Coast Title Insurance, and he's sharing his knowledge about dealing with trust into a property, like putting your property into a trust and the importance of that, and you know, why is it important. So we cover that it's important because it avoids probate, and probate is the core you know, proceeding that is done when somebody passes and they have no testament or will or no living trust in place. And so the court has to, you know, the judge has to come in and decide for the family members how the assets are going to be divided, or who is going to, you know, or how they're going to sell something. That could be a home, or that could be, you know, other personal assets that the person or the family had. So that's the importance of this conversation. Right, David?
Correct. Yeah. And most importantly is that having a trust, it basically avoids you going to court for probate, and it avoids any issues once the trustee or the owners of the property pass away. That those are the most important thing. A trust spells it all out for you. It tells you exactly how the property should be divided. It names the successor trustee who handles the whole property. It names all the beneficiaries who are going to benefit from the sale of the property or from the property itself. So it just, there's no questioning it. It's all spelled out there, and it makes it very easy for attorneys or for the courts to distinguish who gets how much, you know. So it's all spelled out. It's very easy.
Right, and avoids family friction, which is the most important thing.
Correct.
Plus also, you know, paying for court fees, you know, because probate proceedings, you know, are very long. They can last for 3 to 5 years or more, depending on, you know, the assets that the court is dealing with. That's what I hear, you know.
Yes,
so,
yes, it could be prolonged. So, yeah, this is the best way to go.
Yeah, so...
Yes.
So now, you know, for those people that say, well, David and Blanca, we don't have the money to put a trust together, you know, what will you suggest they do? Because, I mean, I have suggestions for them, but I want to see what you suggest then.
Well, I mean, obviously, the most common one that people do... is putting it under joint tenancy. I mean, that's the most common one that everybody does. If you talk to financial advisors and other people, they might have other opinions regarding that.
Yes.
I know another way is tenants in common. So it just all depends on you as an owner, your needs, and how you want to, you know, list the property as being, you know, for the ownership of the property, the vesting.
Right. So, and like I said before, we're not attorneys here. We're not probate attorneys or trust attorneys. Everything that we're saying here is based on our knowledge within our fields. So this is for educational purposes. And, you know, if you need to consult a trust attorney or probate attorney or anybody, his financial advisor or somebody else, your accountant, please make sure you do so. So this is our disclaimer for you, that you're listening, and I hope that you can, if you have questions, you know, you can reach back to us and let us know your questions. You are always available, David, by email or by phone. So can you repeat again and your information?
Yes, again, my name is David Gomez. I'm with Pacific Coast Title. My phone number, should you have any questions or need anything, is 562-619-6062, 562-619-6062, and my email address is dgomez@pct.com.
Right. So now, what I'm gonna suggest as a financial, consultant myself is that if you don't have the money to, prepare a trust, to be able to do this, then just save some money aside, like try to put a financial plan together or financial budget or something. So then you can see, what can you cut off from payments, how you can make payments faster so you can start saving towards putting money away to have a trust in place. Maybe you don't have to do it, right now, but just think about those things because those things are important, because I know that money is short right now for many families, but I also know that when you compare the time and the resources that you're gonna spend, by going to court and dealing with stuff like that for not handling things, when you needed to handle them, then everything costs more, Like for example, if right now it's only, let's say, $1,000 or $2,000 to be able for a trust attorney to help you draft a trust. But if you go into, you don't do it, and then somebody passes and leaves their property without a trust or a testament or a will, then it gets more complicated, and instead of paying 2,000, you end up paying thousands of dollars. So I think that if you kind of want to do things the right way, then just think about those things and how you can put a little bit of money away to accomplish your goals. Right, David?
Right. Yeah, that's important. So,
Yes.
it's just putting the priorities in order so that when you do have enough money, you put, set aside. You can actually put it towards that trust, create the trust, and that way you have it done. And it just eases your mind. And like you said, Blanca, it's going to be a lot more cheaper than if it had to go to court, and your families have to, pick up the tab on paying for all that.
That's right. So that's the importance of this topic today. Have had a, whether it's a good idea or a bad idea to put your home in a trust. And as you were able to analyze from this conversation with David, we think it is better if you have a trust because it avoids all kinds of issues. So with that being said, we're gonna finish our conversation for today. Because I think the main points were given away to our listeners, and now it's their turn for them to take action in based on, the little resources or the resources that we can provide to them. But if they still have questions, they can reach to us, and we can always, refer them to people, or refer them to resources. Because that's mainly what we do, not only do we have our own jobs, to help people, but we also wanna be conduit of resources for other people. So, because we don't have all the answers, but if we work together as a group, and that's another thing that I wanna mention, to the listeners, is that real estate or any other kind of field, it's always about connections, And in the real estate world, when you're buying a home, you know that you not only you're gonna have a real estate agent, you're gonna have a lender, you're gonna have escrow officer, you're gonna have title insurance reps, you're gonna have, your home inspector, you're gonna have your termite inspector. So, there are so many things that fall under the umbrella just to make one transaction.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, and having a team behind you or you supporting you is and helping you through the process is really important.
That's right. So that's what I guess our takeaway will be, if you don't have the resources right now, plan on putting some money away, little by little. However, $1 is always better than nothing, right? And then also bring your team together, that could be your family, your advisors, your referral network, your sphere, people that you know and that you trust. So that's another of the takeaways from this conversation. So we wanted to thank you, David, for bringing us to this learning experience and coming along with you and Pacific Coast Title, you know, to provide us this opportunity so we can reach our listeners and our viewers out there, and they can have this information handy, because I don't know about you guys, but I sometimes think that there is not too many people out there that wanna share their knowledge for free. And you know, David and so many other guest speakers that we are putting together to bring these resources to you, they are taking time, you know, from their own busy schedule. They're not charging us money to, you know, share their experiences. So we're glad that they're doing this for free for us, because to be honest with you, we'll not be able to pay the rates and fees. But we really appreciate you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. I've done this for 25 years, and I've always taken that approach of just helping others, because honestly, you'd be surprised how many people really don't know the process. And so helping them really, it goes a long way. And, there's many people that really appreciate the fact that you go out of your way to help them, and it puts them in a better position.
That's right. And that's the importance of all the webinars we do in the podcast, is that we want to enhance the lives of every human being that we come across. So, and
right.
I think we are doing that. And I thank you so much, David. And let's connect again and do another interesting topic. And maybe we want to ask our viewers and our listeners, what other topic they wanna, you know, now that they are getting to know us better, you know, now this is the second time you come into the interview. Now they know you, you know, they can trust your knowledge, you know, and your expertise. Then maybe they'll feel more like at home with you now, you know. They'll say, I know David now, I know that I can call him and he'll answer my question, you know.
Of course. No, and if not, if there's any way that you can gather questions from your viewers, get those over, to me, or let's create another podcast discussing some of these questions that they have, because I'm sure they have questions. So we can probably put maybe a podcast just to answer these questions. And you'll answer these questions, that'll lead to another one and to another one, because we can be on here all day. So
that's right.
With so many different questions that people have, and they're not all questions are the same with every different situation for every person. So
that's right.
I think that by taking questions from your viewers and putting it together, we can create another podcast just on questions, and I'm sure that'll answer a lot of questions for people too.
Okay, well, thank you, David, and I will see you next time, and we'll try to connect again. And yes, we're definitely going to do a Q&A for, you know, next time, hopefully.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And I'll be happy to be here the next time, too.
Okay, David, no problem. Well, thank you also to the people who are listening to this podcast webinar, and we hope that you join us next time. This is Blanca Professional Services Podcast, and this was David Gomez from Pacific Coast Title. I hope you like our presentation today, and send us your questions. So you can send it to us, either David's email or my own email. So bfunes@blancaprofessionalservice.com. And let's keep this conversation going. So until we see each other again, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.